This is a Piccolo podcast production.
Once that happened, I knew we were on. They weren't supposed to be in the car and they were stealing it.
What'd you say on the Facebook post? Would the bastard who stole my ute please bring it back?
And he rang me and said, mate, when did you get your ute back? He said, mate, you just drove past me.
So you're standing in the middle of Total Tools and you get word that the ultimate tool has been sighted.
What I found out later was we interrupted a drug deal.
Welcome to another edition of Adam Shand at Large. This is kind of an extension of our mailbag episode of a little while ago, because this is a story that was sent to me, but it was sent to me by someone I already knew, a fellow called Reece Miles up in Queensland, the Gold Coast. He contacted me a few months ago with a strange request. He said he was a big fan, read the books, see me on television, radio, and so on and so forth. Wanted to come on a tour, not just on his own, but with his mum. And he was going to fly down from Brisbane or Gold Coast to come and see me. And I've gone like, okay, well, fair enough. That's unusual. So we did that. Pouring rain down here. Went to all the locations in the Melbourne gangland war that I covered back in 2003, which was great fun. And it started up a whole thing. It's sort of, Melbourne's now become my stage. I get to do these tours and Reece is the reason why they're happening. So I really thank him for that. But he had his own little piece of action recently, a bit of vigilante justice. Now, we don't advise anyone to carry out their own justice. There are the police for that. But there are moments when you have to give a little bit of a hand. And Reece did that not so long ago. And he contacted me with the story and said, well, this is the perfect story for Adam Shand at Large. And so Reece, in all his glory, joins me now. Good afternoon, Reece.
Hello, how are you?
Good, mate. So tell me, what happened? You got your ute stolen. You got it back, but there's quite a tale in between that attaches to that.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a story. It was back in November 2019, just a normal day at work for me, and went round to one of my clients' houses that I was working at. and I arrive there as a normal day and get set up to do my work. And I'm
what do you do, mate?
Cabinet maker, so building kitchens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was doing the kitchen for these clients, and I'd been there a few times, and I was inside their kitchen doing some work, and I sort of heard the unmistakable sound of my own car starting up. It was a bit of a
shock. Tell us about the car. Tell us about the car. It's your pride and joy. What is it?
So it's my first ever brand new car. So it's just a Toyota Hilux, but you know it's nothing fancy. But it was my first ever new car, so it had some kind of value to me, and hearing it start up was quite a shock. But at the same time, I sort of didn't automatically jump to suspicion that someone was stealing it. I just thought maybe there was someone just moving it or something.
If I heard my car starting up outside without me in it, I would suggest that it's being stolen. You're a trusting fella, but go on.
It's funny that you say that, but in my sort of industry with other trades and stuff, it's not uncommon for other trades to jump in someone else's ute and just move it for them. It does happen a lot, and it's happened for me over the years. So I was a bit unsuspecting when it first happened, but I walked out to the front door and I could see the lights on in the car, and I sort of proceeded to open the door and walked out, and obviously whoever was in the car, I couldn't see them because of the glare. They've obviously seen me, so they proceeded to accelerate out the driveway backwards at a rate of knots. So once that happened, I knew we were on. I knew what was going on. I knew they weren't supposed to be in the car and they were stealing it. So I chased it out the driveway. Chased them out the driveway. I didn't have any shoes on. I just had socks on because I was working in someone's house. So I've sprinted out the driveway after this car that was flying backwards. So where it was like a cul-de-sac where a small little row. So when he got to the bottom of the driveway, he had to do like a three-point turn to get away. So it gave me a chance to catch up to it. So as I did, I've caught up to the car as he's halfway through his three-point turn, grabbed the passenger side door handle, but it was locked. So screeching of the tires, the handle's ripped out of my hand, and I'm watching the thing drive off into the...
My God. I'm just envisioning, you know, that scene from Mad Max 1 where Kundalini throws the chain, hooks the car, and then rips his arm off. I'm seeing that for you, Reece, but Kundalini wants his hand back. We avoided that much at least.
I was pretty helpless watching it drive away. I was lucky that the only thing that I had still was my mobile phone in my pocket. But, you know, this guy's got my car, my keys, my wallet, all my tools. So it was very confronting, to say the least.
Right, next move.
So, I pretty much straight away rang the cops, 000. I'm in a bit of a huff, you know, trying to explain to them what's happened. And, you know, those people on the that take emergency calls, they're pretty chilled, you know. They're speaking to people who are stressed out and everything's going on. And I'm trying to get the story out and tell this lady what's happened. And she's more worried about what state are you calling from? What town? And they're asking you all the questions, basically that the car was stolen. And she wasn't surprised at all. It was just like another day in the office for them.
And really, can I interrupt you there? Really, for most people, most police, this sort of a car theft is an insurance matter. And it's very hard to get them unless there's a very strong lead. And really, it's expected to go to the insurance. But I'd love to hear people out there, if you've had this experience and you've got your car back, get in touch. Because this story gets better. Keep going.
Yeah, so I didn't even think of insurance at the time. I just, you know, was the last thing on my mind. But anyway, so I ran back down the hill to the clients and they're standing out on the driveway shaking, like, what the hell's going on? And basically I said, have you got a car? Can I borrow your car? I need to go after this bloke, you know. I sort of wasn't really well thought out, but to me it was... I sort of thought that the car would be found crashed in the next corner or the next street over. You know, I didn't think the guy was going to steal the car for his personal use. Anyway.
Really?
Wow. You can't get away with doing these things these days, you know? So I thought maybe he's just going to use it and then trash it and leave it somewhere. So I get in the client's car, and the client being skeptical of the whole exercise wanted to come with me, so I had to wait while he goes and gets his hat. And you know, here's me wanting
this
to go
pursuit,
after
this pursuit's not exactly very hot right
it
now.
It wasn't a hot pursuit, that's for sure. So we drove around a couple of streets around trying to find it, and you know, no luck. So we went back, and I ended up making a Facebook post about it getting stolen. You see a lot of things where people asking for, you know, have you seen this car? It was just stolen, blah, blah, blah. So I made a Facebook post and, went about trying to work out what to do from there.
What did you say on the Facebook post? Would the bastard who stole my ute please bring it back? Or, you know, how'd
you
go about
that? It was just I found a photo of the ute and just said this ute was just stolen. Like it had my company sticker on the back of the window, had like a advertisement with my phone number and everything. So it wasn't like just an everyday person's car. It was quite, unique.
At this moment in the story, I'm not feeling you're going to get this car back. A simple thing, well, I've seen these Facebook posts before when I was like, they're never getting that car back.
Really? I was pretty confident. I thought in my mind it'll be found in a shopping center car park or two suburbs over, or left at a train station a week later, you know?
And was it?
So basically...
It wasn't, Reece. Hang on for a minute. You were confident, but it wasn't left at any of those places, was it?
No.
Your confidence was misplaced in this case. Carry on. What actually happened?
So about a week later, I should actually add this part in. So I spent about a week... looking on Facebook Marketplace, Gumtree, trying to find if this guy's stupid enough to advertise my tools for sale or anything like that. Didn't come across anything, but I did get a lot of feedback on my Facebook post. I had people saying that they've seen the car, and one guy said he saw it that afternoon, which I sort of thought he's probably mistaken identity. He's probably thought it was some other car, So I sort of kept that at the back of my mind, but I was skeptical. And until one day I'd given up, you know, given up hope. But it was a week later, and I decided to go to the tool shop and start by buying a new toolbox, which was an aluminium checker plate toolbox like the one that I had. and to start fresh.
And were you sobbing a little bit? Like, you know, it's not coming back. All the tools are gone.
Yeah, I was. I was very deflated. So yeah, I bought a new toolbox and had that in the back of my hire ute that I had. Luckily enough, with my insurance, I had hire car until my car got sorted out. So I had a hire ute, and yeah, so I bought a new toolbox, and then I went to the next shop over, which was Total Tools on Brisbane Road in the Gold Coast. And I thought, all right, I'm going to start fresh. I'm going to buy all new tools. Hopefully, insurance covers for it. I walk in the door, and a builder rings me, a guy that I've done some work for and I've got friendly with over the couple of months that I've known him. He lives in a suburb right near me. And he rang me and said, mate, when did you get your ute back? And I said, I didn't. What do you mean? He said, mate, you just drove past me. And I said, no, I didn't. Are you sure it's my ute? And he's like, mate, 100% it's your ute.
Just hold it for a tick. So you're standing in the middle of Total Tools and yep. You get word that the ultimate yep. tool has yep. been sighted. This Correct. Is where the story swings up. People, stick with us. Keep it going, Reese.
So I said, all right, stay on the phone to me. Where is this guy? Thinking he'll be somewhere else. But turned out he was on the same road that I was on, heading towards me pretty much. So within a couple of Ks away. So I flew out of the tool shop, jumped in my hire car, got out, sat on the side of the road in the car with the car running, still on the phone to my mate, ready to get this bloke. And I'm thinking he's going to drive past me and I'll just follow him. I'll see where he goes. I still had the key for the car with me because I thought if I see it, I can take it back, right? So I'm waiting, thinking, you know, hasn't come past. So I said to him, what's going on? He said, oh, he's just gone over the hill. I've lost sight of him. Hang on a sec. He said, oh, there he is. He's gone into Bunnings. So I'm like, okay, so that's across the road about a kilometre away. So I cut across all the traffic, you know, over medium strips and fly into the Bunnings car park thinking, I'm going to see this bloke park the car and walk into Bunnings, and while he's in there, I'm going to steal it back.
We won't name the hire company that you had the car from. They're not pleased to hear you driving over, commando over the median.
Yes.
But go on. We've got him in the Bunnings car park.
So I drive in and I looking through the scan through the car park, and instantly I see my ute right there. The unmistakable rear tray end of my car that I actually built the tray for it. So I really recognize it. And it's sitting there with its brake lights on. So he wasn't out of the car yet, and straight away the reverse lights come on. And I thought, oh, hang on, he's leaving. So I planned C at this stage. I didn't know what to do, so I just sailed in behind him and boxed him in and got out
which
of the car.
Which cop show did you see that one in?
Yeah, I don't know. I just
boxed him
in. I know. I just drove right up in behind him and boxed him in and got out of the car and went up to the door. I didn't know what was going to happen after that, but obviously the adrenaline was running pretty rampant at the time. And, yeah, this bloke sitting in the car, I could sort of make out who he was, but not very well because of the tinted windows. But he was sitting in there cool as a cucumber. It's like I thought to myself, surely he must recognise me. I'm wearing the same shirt that I was wearing, the same uniform shirt that I was wearing when I chased him out the driveway. He must think, this bloke must have a tracker in this car. I hope he's found me.
But he's a stalker.
Yeah. It's amazing that I could, you know, catch him. But anyway, so he's sitting in the car cool as a cucumber, you know. So I sort of didn't know what to do. So I'm on the phone to the cops. My mate's driven around the other side to box him in, and I thought, we've got him now. He's just going to hit for him. His best bet is to sit in the car with it locked and wait till the cops get there. That's probably his safest option, other than getting out and facing a bunch of tradies hanging around.
No shootout?
Sorry?
No shootout?
No, my mate that boxed him in from the other side, he was very worried and sort of really hanging back because he thought, you know, who is this guy? And in hindsight, probably a smart thing to do, but I didn't even think like that. I just wanted to get this guy, you know. So, yeah, I tried to grab the door handle again and it was locked, and I tried the keys, it wouldn't work. So once I started doing that, he's put the car into reverse and just punched the tow bar on my ute through the door of the hire car.
Oh! And,
yeah, so he's driven backwards, forwards, smash, 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 made his way out, and off he goes, flying out of the car park at a rate of knots. So while this whole thing was happening, I didn't realise, but there was a guy right behind me basically yelling at me, telling me to move my car. And it wasn't until afterwards that my mate told me. He said, because I'd boxed him in as well. So he obviously felt quite uncomfortable with the fact that I've boxed him in and I'm ringing the cops.
He's about to road rage you as well.
Well, he was, but I didn't even see him. I was just locked eyes on this other guy. But what I found out later was we interrupted a drug deal. So he was doing a drug deal in the car park. And the other guy that I boxed in as well, that was out of the car, he was either his drug dealer or he was buying drugs off this guy or who knows. But it was a funny situation.
So, well, yeah, who knows what they had there? A couple of shooters?
Yeah, no, could have. Yeah, yep.
And suddenly these two undercover coppers have boxed him in.
Yeah.
And it's all over. We've nicked you.
But yeah, well. So in hindsight, I probably should have been a bit more smarter about it. But I think this guy, by this stage, I realised this guy was just a moron. Like, I don't think there was much thought going on between what he was actually doing, you know.
Okay. So what happened next?
Yeah, so I got back in the car and I tried to chase after this bloke and lost him. You know, he was driving on the wrong side of the road. Cars were swerving out of his way. So I just let him be. And, so that was a bit of an adrenaline rush. And so I updated the Facebook post about the car. I said, it's been seen. The guy's still driving it. And when I actually saw the car, it looked quite different to when I had it. And I couldn't quite work out what it was that had changed, but he'd taken the stickers off the back window.
What, the Taylor Swift stickers?
Yeah, that's right. No, my business advertising banner on the back window, and he's changed the wheels over. So it's a four-wheel drive, but he's put these weird-looking, low-profile wheels on there. And the other thing I noticed was he's taken my personalised plates off, obviously, and it had these scabby-looking New South Wales plates that looked like they'd been found on the side of the road, you know, on a brand-new car. So it didn't look right. But, so I updated the Facebook post and, that was it. Nothing happened for another week until my buddy, who actually shared my Facebook story, put his own Facebook story up about his factory being broken into. And so I rang him and I didn't have much to do at the time because I had no tools and no car and it was nearly Christmas time. So I went around there to see him and I turn up there and all these staff's out sitting outside the factory and basically waiting for the police to arrive to inspect. I get there and he's showing me that his front windows have been smashed and they've gone in there and spray painted the cameras and ransacked the place. And so as we're looking in the front door, you can see obviously smashed glass from to his office on the ground, and the place has just been turned upside down. And there's like a Makita hammer drill laying on the ground. And I said, "Oh, is that one of yours or what?" And my mate said, "No, that's not one of ours. I don't know where that's come from. The guy must have brought it with him." So it's just clicked, come to me, you know. So we sneak in there and get a pen and just carefully lift this thing up. Careful not to.
Like you've seen on the movies.
Like on the movies. Pick it up with the pen, you know, like a detective. Turn it over and there's my initials on the bottom of this drill. So the bloke that stole my car has used my tools to rob another guy that I know.
So we've got a crime spree.
Yeah, he's been a busy boy, this guy. So I don't know if it's a coincidence, or what, but my buddy seems to think that he might have found his address in a business card that I might have had in my car and decided to rob him as well. I don't know. But so
dumb.
Very, very not smart. This guy, for lack of a better word, is obviously a career criminal, not a very good one. But it's just amazing how brazen and how stupid this guy was, you know. At the same time, it was sort of shocking how all of this stuff happens and the police don't seem to be doing anything about it. So what happened next was all the guys that were working for my mate who their place of employment has been robbed, they've all turned into little detectives themselves, you know. So they're all looking on Facebook and, you know, I don't know how, but someone somehow knows someone, somehow got a tip off that it could have been this guy. So I look him up on Facebook and he's got really dodgy looking profile pictures and, you know, you could sort of see by his Facebook profile, he was a weird dude. So I looked into it and he had for sale on Marketplace a set of wheels and said that they suit a Hilux and they'd been for sale for like a month. And I thought, they look a lot like the wheels that run my ute. So I look at the guy's profile and I notice we've got a mutual friend. So I contact this mutual friend and I said, do you know this guy such and such? And she said, yeah, what's he done now?
This is all going on. What are the police doing? I'm expecting sirens.
I really don't. That's what I would have thought, but not much going on at all. I didn't even.
Okay, so she says she knows him.
Yeah, she said, what's he done now? And I said, well, I think you've just answered my question. I think he's stolen my car. And she said, yeah, that'd be him. That'd be him. So anyway, finally the police get around to contacting me, and it wasn't about my car getting stolen. It was purely because my friend's business was broken into, and apparently it's linked to a lot of other crimes. But they've contacted me because of the drill situation. And they said to me, so you saw this guy in your car. When he stole the car, did you make out his face? And I said, oh, not really. But when I saw him at Bunnings, I reckon I couldn't really see him, but I reckon I could. If you put him in front of me, I could tell you who it was. And she said, all right, well, do you reckon you'd be able to, you know, help us out? And I said, look, silly question. And I showed her my phone. I said, is this the guy? And her face just went white. And she said, where's this come from? So I explained her the situation. Basically, she wouldn't say, yes, that's him. She did say, I don't want you sorting this out. We'll sort it out, blah, blah, blah. I'll call you if I need you.
And did you say, a bit late for that, ma'am?
Well
into this investigation, ma'am?
Exactly. So long story short, they didn't need me to identify the guy. They obviously had too much on him. But about a day after that, I got an anonymous phone call saying, oh, we've found your ute. It's on the side of the road at such and such. So, and I thought that was really strange because it's from a private number. And this is after the cops have apparently already got this guy in custody. So I take off to the address where he told me my car was. And sure enough, there's the car on the side of the road. And there's a cop car right behind it. And the cops are standing out there taking notes. So I pull over. And told the cops everything. They sort of didn't know anything about it. They just got a call about a abandoned car.
So the crooks picked this bloke up in the end, right? They arrested
him? Yeah, they've got him. So the detective lady rang me and said, I just want to let you know we've got the guy. We've charged him. He's not going to get out of this one. And I said, oh, how did that go, you know? And she said, oh, look, he's the sort of guy that wouldn't shout if a shark bit him. But once we laid all the evidence on him, he was pretty worried, you know.
You didn't say, listen, if you need me, I can come down and do a bit of interrogation. I'll bring the phone books with me. This is Queensland, after all.
It's funny that it turned out that I probably would have given him a lot more punishment than what the cops did. He only did 12 months.
Is that right?
I know, I know that because I know the guy's name, obviously, and I've done a bit of Googling. And even to this day, he pops up all the time in current court listings. So all you know how the paper puts up who's in appearing in court today. He's in it every week.
At least you've been robbed by a guy that's well known to police. But what a fantastic story to get your car back. Was it, have you still got it?
No, so what happened was it was after the 2 weeks and I was able to go and look at the car and take whatever possessions of mine that were still in it away, and then the insurance company were going to just pay me out for the car. And I actually wanted to buy the car back because it was in pretty good condition, but it never came up at the auctions. I actually found the car about a couple of years later. For sale down in Sydney. So it hasn't gone very far.
There you go. That's a great story, mate. I really appreciate that. I'll tell you a story of my own. Similar but different story. Mid-60s, my mother's at home. Phone rings. It's the police. Mrs. Shand, I'm sorry to inform you that your husband has been blown up in a car. We found his jacket in the smoking ruins of a car that was rigged with a bomb. And all we found is his jacket with his name on it. My mother, slightly shocked, turned to my father, who was standing right next to her, and said,
I knew that was going to happen. Yep.
I don't think that's him. But the story was this crook stole our E.H. Holden from down in Rose Bay, took it up to Edgecliffe, was rigging it to blow up somebody else, and blew himself up into pink mist.
Instant karma.
Yeah, exactly. Instant pink mist. And at least your guy's gone to jail. He's learned his lesson. He's never going to steal a car from a vigilante like Reese Miles.
Well, he hasn't learned his lesson because he's obviously still doing it. But one more thing I'll add. about 12 months ago, I had someone contact me on Facebook saying, I found your bank card. And I thought, I haven't lost a bank card lately. I don't know. You know, I thought it was a scam. She sent me a photo and I looked at the expiry date and this card was filthy. She said, I found it in my garden. I said, whereabouts? So it was literally about a block from where my car was stolen. So first thing this guy's done when he stole my car is take the cards out of the wallet and throw them out the window.
Probably will still keep coming up. But listen, here's the message for people up in Queensland. Don't worry about the QPS. Just Facebook, a couple of mates, pursue them in your socks, whatever you have to do. But you have to do your own justice up there. Reese Miles, thank you so much for sharing that story.
No worries.
When you're coming, we're actually going to have a show down here in late May, and it's in honour of you. It's going to be an inside show because you have to walk anywhere, just have a few beers and watch. So come on down for that one.
Yeah,
everybody
I'd love
else,
to.
Get in touch. Get in touch for that show. It's going to be indoors late May. We'll give you details shortly. But also, anybody else out there who's done your own justice, this is the time to share it. Now, I don't want to hear that you've blown up your neighbour, or done something heinous, but done something good in the pursuit of someone bad. Thank you once again, Reese Miles, and thank you to everyone. This has been Adam Shand at Large.